Have you ever felt your stomach drop in an elevator, your heart race when meeting someone new, or inexplicably frozen during a moment when you should have acted? These aren't character flaws or signs of weakness. They're your nervous system speaking a language older than words, older than conscious thought. Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory has revolutionized how we understand these involuntary responses, transforming trauma treatment worldwide and offering the first neurobiological explanation for why our bodies sometimes betray our best intentions. This isn't just academic theory. It's a roadmap for understanding every relationship, every anxiety, every moment when your body and mind seem at war with each other. Your nervous system operates like a three-story building, each level representing a different evolutionary survival strategy. The ground floor triggers shutdown when threats overwhelm you. Controlled by unmyelinated vagal pathways, it slows your heart and disconnects you from reality, like a possum playing dead or a child going limp during distress. The middle floor, the sympathetic nervous system, mobilizes you for action through fight or flight responses. This powers your adrenaline surge before presentations and the energy to sprint for a bus. Whether you experience it as exhilaration or terror depends on whether you feel safe. The top floor, uniquely mammalian, enables connection. The myelinated vagus nerve links to facial muscles, middle ear, and voice box, creating your social engagement system. This network lets you smile genuinely, soothe with your voice, and read others' emotions. These systems operate hierarchically. When safe, you're socially engaged. When safety disappears, you descend, first to mobilization, then to shutdown. This isn't weakness, it's biology. Every moment, your nervous system conducts a security scan you'll never consciously notice. This process, neuroception, evaluates environmental cues faster than thought, triggering physiological shifts before you can name what's wrong. Unlike perception, which involves conscious awareness, neuroception operates entirely outside your control, a biological surveillance system honed over millions of years. You walk into a party and immediately feel uncomfortable, though everyone seems friendly. Your body has already decided, heart rate elevated, shoulders tense, scanning for exits. Or you meet a stranger and feel inexplicably at ease, your nervous system detecting safety signals your conscious mind hasn't registered. These aren't mystical intuitions. They're your autonomic nervous system processing environmental data through ancient neural pathways. Medical environments trigger defensive neuroception perfectly. That reclining dental chair registers as vulnerability. The MRI's enclosed space and thunderous sounds mimic predator signatures. This explains irrational anxiety during routine procedures and trauma survivors avoiding healthcare entirely. Their bodies aren't overreacting, they're responding to genuine neurobiological threat cues clinical settings inadvertently create. Sound particularly influences unconscious safety assessment. Low-frequency sounds, distant traffic, fluorescent hum, equipment drone, trigger ancient predator detection circuits. When stressed, middle ear muscles shift to detect these threats, sacrificing speech clarity. Voices become muffled, creating isolation, a self-reinforcing cycle of defensive physiology. Before attachment comes engagement, a crucial distinction often overlooked. Social engagement isn't a single behavior, but an intricate dance. Precise vocal intonation, attentive listening, nuanced facial expressions, meaningful gestures. These elements create biological synchrony, where two nervous systems tune to the same frequency. The social engagement system operates through an elegant mind-body connection. The same vagal nerve that slows your heart controls the muscles of your face, middle ear, and larynx. This explains why you can't fake a genuine smile when anxious, why a friend's soothing voice calms your racing heart, why eye contact during conflict feels impossible. Your defensive system is suppressing your social engagement circuits. Watch a mother with her newborn, exaggerated expressions, sing-song voice, gentle touch, while the baby's heart rate synchronizes with her calm. This isn't just bonding, it's nervous system regulation. The infant borrows the mother's physiological calm through social engagement. Adults need this too, though we pretend otherwise. The tragedy, when people experience trauma, especially relational trauma, their social engagement system goes offline. They desperately want connection while their body reflexively averts gaze, flattens expression, and monotones voice. Partners interpret this as rejection, never realizing they're witnessing involuntary physiological defense. Traditional trauma therapy focused on hyperarousal, survivors constantly on edge. But many experience the opposite: shutdown, dissociation, numbness. Polyvagal theory revealed the truth. Survivors activate an ancient immobilization defense, the same response that makes a mouse go limp in a cat's mouth. This shutdown is physiological, not psychological. The unmyelinated vagus nerve slows heart rate, drops blood pressure, and reduces brain blood flow, creating cognitive fog and dissociation. During trauma, this saves lives. Not fighting back may prevent worse violence. Dissociating shields you from horror's full impact. But that protective response becomes a prison. Survivors dissociate during intimacy, shut down during conflict, feel perpetually disconnected. Their nervous system triggers immobilization at slight threats, a raised voice, unexpected touch, even success. Consider the woman who froze during assault and drowned in shame. Understanding polyvagal theory, she realized her immobilization wasn't cowardice, but reflexive survival. Your body isn't broken. It's stuck in a once brilliant defensive pattern that now limits your life. If our nervous system constantly scans for safety, how do we create environments that signal safety neurobiologically? This isn't about positive thinking. It's about understanding the specific cues our autonomic nervous system requires to shift out of defense. Start with sound. Eliminate low-frequency noise like humming equipment or traffic. Introduce prosodic voices with melodic, varied intonation through conversation, music, or recordings. Johnny Mathis's voice soothes not because he's quiet, but because his vocal frequencies signal safety to our middle ear muscles, which then calm the vagus nerve and heart. Physical environment matters enormously. Hospital rooms with windows, nature views, and controllable lighting improve patient outcomes through neuroception, not aesthetics. Simply explaining procedures, allowing patients to signal breaks, or letting them maintain control shifts neuroception from threat to safety. The Safe and Sound protocol exemplifies practical polyvagal application. By filtering music to emphasize frequencies that exercise middle ear muscles, this intervention helps the auditory system extract human voice from background noise. Research with over 200 children with autism showed reduced sound sensitivity, enhanced auditory processing, and increased social engagement. Therapeutic relationships become the primary intervention. When clinicians recognize that resistance might be defensive physiology, they adjust, slowing pace, reducing eye contact, speaking in prosodic cones, allowing clients to control distance. The goal isn't overriding defensive responses, but creating conditions where the nervous system can safely disengage them. Our culture celebrates independence, yet our biology demands co-regulation. Human nervous systems require connection. Infants without social engagement fail to thrive despite adequate nutrition, and isolated adults experience deteriorating health. We're designed to regulate each other, not ourselves alone. Play exemplifies this imperative. True mammalian play isn't solitary screens. It's face-to-face mobilization with continuous safety signals. Watch puppies wrestle or children chase. They're practicing state regulation, learning to mobilize without fear and transition fluidly between activation and calm. This neural exercise builds resilience through repeated opportunities to move through defensive states while maintaining connection. Modern life systematically removes co-regulatory opportunities. We work in cubicles, commute alone, interact through screens, and pride ourselves on not needing others. Then we wonder why anxiety and depression soar. The path forward isn't controlling defensive responses, but creating conditions in relationships, environments, and institutions where your nervous system can access its full capacity for connection, creativity, and joy.